Hey, hey everyone, Kate Bellows here. Welcome to episode 13 of Kate Talks. Today I'm actually going to do a solo episode and I want to talk about mindset and beliefs, limiting beliefs and stories. And I was actually on a call with my mentor, Alex Morton, last night, and it just really inspired me, and I just felt compelled to do a podcast on this and just share some of my takeaways and share some things that I've learned as well over the years. So I'm gonna just dive right in. So our belief system controls everything in our lives, but where do our beliefs actually come from? So most of the time we just go through life without questioning why we believe what we believe. So for example, when we're younger, you know, we're told not to talk to strangers because it's bad, it's dangerous. But the thing is, most of us, aside from our family, actually start out as strangers. So where did that belief come from? And another one is, money is the root of all evil. Just think about that. Like, that's insane. Where did that belief actually come from? You know, be happy with what you have is another one. Eat all the food on your plate. Like, there isn't enough food for the next meal, so we have to overeat. That's just reinforcing a belief of lack right there. So we are told these limiting beliefs and these stories, and we adopt them, and every single day we are getting hit with all of this information, all of this nonsense and limiting beliefs, and they're coming at us. And most of it is given to us, and you know, it starts to be programmed actually at a very young age when our subconscious mind is wide open. So you know, we have fear-based information stemming from the news, TV, like ABC, NBC, friends, movies, radio, our parents, teachers, the people around us, you know, what they're saying and doing, and it hits our subconscious mind. And at the age of 10, our subconscious mind closes, and these ideas are locked in our mind. The subconscious mind actually triggers the body to take actions, which produce our results. And this actually shapes our paradigm, our beliefs, a combination of habits. And we take them on as truth when in reality they aren't. They chime in and they make us retreat back to a fear state and not take action on new things that are outside of, you know, the beliefs that were programmed into us. So for example, say you want to start a career, you want to go into the online space, the entrepreneurial space, but you're on the fence and you're not sure it's risky. Or is it? Your parents and you know, your teachers told you at a very young age, go to school, get good grades, go to college, get a good paying job, work for 40 years, invest in a 401k. And you know, this has been so instilled in you that you think that you can't actually do it. You can't do this new thing, this new adventure that you want to, because you were told to believe differently. But you know, they're not actually your beliefs. They were beliefs that were put onto you. So you think it's riskier, and you go the safe route because that's what you were told to do. Another one is, be happy with what you have. Just accepting what is given to us instead of actually taking control and taking ownership of our lives and not accepting anything less than what we want and what we desire, because our dreams and our desires were actually given to us for a reason. We just have to make the change and step up and go after them. The beliefs and the stories we tell ourselves, they can actually stop us from achieving greatness. And the majority of people actually only use about 10% of their potential, which is just insane. You know, what about the other 90%? What is stopping us from living to our full potential or getting closer to our full potential? And guys, there's definitely many layers to this, but a lot of it stems from our core belief systems, what's been programmed in our subconscious brain and the stories that we're telling ourselves. Because our belief system, it just controls everything in our lives. So, you know, if we believe we can't do something or believe it's different to what is actually being presented in front of us, we most likely won't take action. So we need to change our beliefs in order to actually change, to change the way we see things, to change our paradigm. Because when we change the way we look at things, the things we look at change. So how do we do this? We need to stop living in fear, and we need to stop adopting the beliefs of other people, the beliefs that were put onto us that aren't actually ours. We have these powerful imaginations. So why not tell ourselves a better story that, you know, actually serves us and moves us closer to our goals, closer to our desires, instead of keeping us down and stuck in the same spot, living a mediocre life, struggling to pay the bills, staying in that bad relationship. You know, you get the idea. So I've learned this from a few mentors over the years and even worked with an NLP myself for the past few years, which is a neuro-linguistic practitioner, where, you know, you literally go into the mind and you rewire the subconscious brain with different thoughts repeated over time. So we change all of this by doing constant, what they call constant space repetition of information, and affirming our goals and desires over and over again, changing the way we think, planting the right ideas and the right seeds in our mind. You know, so affirming to myself, I say this to myself every single day. I write these out. I am so happy and grateful now that I'm a 7-figure earner. I'm so happy and grateful now that I have a C63 AMG Mercedes. I am so happy and grateful that I moved into my dream house in British Columbia. I'm so happy and grateful now that I've retired my parents and they get to travel the world. I am so happy and grateful now that I have impacted the lives of over 1,000 people and helped them to also become financially free. So we need to change our paradigm and, you know, give ourselves a brainwash from all of the toxic crap that's out there from the news, what we're listening to, who we are listening to, and literally cutting out the negativity, because it's all propaganda. You know, and when we start to affirm our goals, our dreams, our desires, and block out that which we don't want, we focus on the good, we focus on what we do want to create, rather than focusing on lack and what we don't have, or, you know, whatever limiting belief we may be telling ourselves, because what we think about, we bring about. You know, if we can see it in our mind, we can create it. And that can be, you know, a lack, or that could be a positive thing. So you get to decide, you get to choose. And that's when the true shift happens, because our body starts to take action on the direction that we are giving it by our emotional mind, by, you know, repeating these positive affirmations, seeing our ideal life or what we want in our mind and repeating that over and over. And this is, you know, this is powerful stuff. And I'm just so thankful for my mentors for teaching me this, and reminding me every single day, because, you know, it is an everyday thing, because every day we come up against negativity, we come up against other people's limiting beliefs, our thoughts, our own limiting beliefs. So we need to show up and do the work every single day to stay sharp and stay focused on the things that we want, the life that we want to create, the desires that we have, focusing on success, focusing on growth, having a growth mindset, and surrounding ourselves with like-minded, positive people that are going where we want to go. And, you know, think about the things that you want to attract. Feel good in the present moment. And that's what puts us into a higher vibration to actually start attracting those things. So by changing our thoughts, that will change our beliefs, which changes our actions, which then changes our results. So it really is all interconnected, guys. And it does take some work. It takes some discipline to do. It takes self-awareness and repetition, but it is possible. And let me tell you, it's 100% worth it. And honestly, you know, these limiting beliefs and stories is what stops so many people from even just starting in the first place. And this is why change can be so hard to do. So ask yourself, what beliefs do you currently have that you want to reevaluate? So I really want you guys to take out a pen, take out a paper, and write this down and really reflect on this, meditate on this, you know, beliefs about you, beliefs that you have about health, beliefs that you have about relationships, about success, about money, about other humans, and where do they come from? And like I said, I'm right here on learning and rewiring and reshaping my life with you guys. So, you know, how can we change these beliefs from limiting beliefs to positive beliefs that are actually serving us and helping us create a better life? A life that we wake up happy to live every single morning. A life that we don't need to take a vacation from. A life that is abundant with health, with wealth, with happiness, with love, a life where we can now serve others and take care of others because we have the wealth and abundance to do so. Developing the mindset that, you know, if he can do it, so can I. If she can do it, so can I. You know, a lot of the world's most successful and self-made millionaires, they started with nothing. They're just ordinary people like you and me, but they have created these incredible lives. And, you know, if we look to them, if we learn from them, and if we do what they do, we can also get there because we are all just the same, but it's our beliefs and our stories that are different, and we can choose different. We can choose to focus on positive beliefs. We can choose to focus on our wants and our desires and create more abundance in our lives. We are breaking generational curses here. And I'm here to support you guys and chat about it if you'd like. So definitely feel free to reach out to me. So I just wanted to share my take from last night's call that I had with my mentor, Alex Morton. And you know, things that I've learned over the years from my own journey and my experience with this stuff. So I do really hope that you guys got some value from this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. I do appreciate every single one of you. And I am just wishing you all wealth, health, happiness, and love. So I will see you next time. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of K-Talks. Please hit that subscribe button for a chance to get a shout out for Subscriber of the Week. And also please write a review and let me know what you loved about this episode. I do really want to hear from you and create content that you love and enjoy listening to. It would mean the world to me if you could please share with a friend. And don't forget to tag me at KBellows on social media so I can see you're listening and reach out and connect with you. Until next time, I'll see you later.